I'm excited to have the folks from Busey Bank back again. Sean Gallagher, the Executive Vice President, Regional President of Busey Bank, and Josh Hale, who's the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Big Shoulders Fund, which we touched on a little bit, Sean. And Josh, I'm excited for you to expand on that today. Thanks for coming on, gentlemen.
Many thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us back.
All right, so a Fed rate hike day. What does that mean on the back end for a bank? Obviously, it's eventually going to cost more for customers to borrow. That's a tense time for them. How do you talk to your customers about what they're experiencing?
Yeah, really, it's just about helping them understand their choices in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, borrowing costs are going to go up. A lot of things are going to be more expensive. So it's just really understanding what investments are they looking to make. Is the return going to be there? And for consumers, it's making sure they're making the right choices. Do they have a plan? Are they following that plan? And then what needs to change, right? You have to pivot. You have to be a little bit flexible in times like this and search out the right solutions for yourself, whatever that means for yourself, where you're at in life and your financial stability.
We talked about last time about how banking, especially at Busey, is a very community-driven thing. Small businesses rely on what you guys do, and they're looking at perhaps if they're starting up, looking at it's going to cost them more than it was a year ago to do that. So what do you tell potential customers about what Busey does that can help them and benefit them? Because, I mean, these are obviously across the board. Maybe that's one benefit is that no matter which spot they're going to, they're going to get that higher interest rate. So how do you set yourself apart?
It's really about exploring options and then creating options for them, whether that's through introductions, people that you know or connections that you can make. It's also introducing them to potentially different ideas for what they had planned to do. People think rates are going up. I need to rush to do something. I had that plan, but maybe they don't understand that it's going to be more costly down the road or that they should pivot or hold back. Instead of doing an investment of $1 million, maybe $500,000 is the right number. But unfortunately, people get things in their heads. You want to follow through with that. Sometimes it's best for someone else to come in and say, hey, let's rethink this. Let me ask you some questions. Maybe that'll spark a new idea or help you understand that you have more options than what you're thinking.
Do you think that a lot of people see the rate hike and they get a little sticker shock without realizing that if you pop open the hood, there are ways, like you're saying, to still make it worth their while to be able to do that? I mean, business is still running, right? Like people are still opening business. You mentioned to me off air that it's still a busy time, right? I think things are still rolling.
Sure. Sure. It's, the economy spending is still at high levels. We are starting to see that pull back.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it just goes back to the choices that we make. And whether that's for consumers, whether that's for businesses, really understanding what's truly important to us during these times. Do I want to spend this money on a $6 coffee or will a $2 coffee suffice?
It really is a micro decision process. And we always talk about on this show about really, you got to spend, everyone should. I don't care if you're in finance or you've never really analyzed it. Spend a month writing down everything you spend, whether you're a business or an individual, and it might shock you. And there might be part of your answer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Josh, aren't you glad I asked about the rate hike questions to Sean there?
This is very good. I was definitely prepared, but since Sean covered it, we can move on to other subjects because I had a great answer all set.
But he took it from you.
All my good insights.
You are the CEO of a Big Shoulders Fund. First of all, just give us a little general outline of what you guys do.
Big Shoulders Fund is a nonprofit here in Chicago. It's been around since '86, founded by business civic leaders here in Chicago. We support a network of 72 schools here in Chicago, about 20,000 children, primarily in the southwest side of the city, so under-resourced, disinvested communities. We see these schools, much like Busey Bank, as community-based organizations that in and of themselves being open and operating. But even more than that, they provide an education to 20,000 kids that really deliver strong impact. The students go on to graduate. Ultimately, we have kids in pre-K through 12. But they graduate at 2 times the national rate, and for our Black alumni, it's 3 times the national rate, and for our Latino alumni, it's 4 times the national rate. And they're our neighbors. About 75 to 80% of them are in the Chicagoland region. And so as they go on to graduate, they may be a Busey customer. They're probably listening to WGN radio.
Amen.
And we think that that's an investment in Chicago. And just recently, we moved into Northwest Indiana. We have 20 schools there, and about 6,000 more students, and it's very similar to the work we do here.
I want to dive in a little bit more about the ROI that people get for investing into the education of young people. We'll do that and talk a little bit more about the partnership with Busey Bank in just a moment. 720 WGN, Your Money Matters. Fine folks from Busey Bank continuing our conversation, Sean Gallagher and Josh Hale. All right, Josh, we were talking about the Big Shoulders Fund. First of all, what's the partnership here? What brings you two together? Who wants to tackle that one first? Josh, Sean, they look at each other. Sean, how do you how does Busey Bank team up over there?
Sure. So Willie Mayberry touched on it last time we were on. Busey Bank has a subsidiary named First Tech, which is a payment processing business line. One of the our CEO of that business is a gentleman by the name of Farhan Yassin, who is on the Big Shoulders Fund board. So that's the connection between the two organizations.
And obviously there's the partnership that you guys help each other out.
Imagine. It's been great. And so when Farhan started at the bank, it was a natural connection that Busey invests in the communities they work in, and we were lucky enough they got involved. And what I love about it is that they, you know, just as Sean was referencing before, truly community-based. That's their business, out getting to know the neighborhoods and all the folks there. And so they've been out to our schools a number of times with lots of their employees, painting, cleaning, helping to spruce things up, but also going out and reading students. And I think those are enormously helpful. But one of the greatest gifts they've given is enabling us to invest in our schools in literacy, which is, you know, that is the currency for success in life.
It's the silver bullet to everything. So many things. And that's what I was kind of alluding to, this ROI. If you can get money to kids that need it in underserved communities to change their education around, I mean, it not only impacts their own individual life, their ability maybe to get a great job, to start a new career, to dream big, to their kids one day and their kids one day. I mean, you really can start to build communities when you make sure that they're invested in that education in that early part of their lives.
Exactly. Right. And so even Busey, these young kids are investing in today. They've been around for 100 years or so. These will be future customers potentially, that these kids are going to be our neighbors. 80% of these kids are staying right here in Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting the Busey Basics, which is the reading program they're investing in, those kids are going to go on and succeed at high levels. And I really do think that's a ROI. I think that's what makes Chicago a big city but a small town, that you have great organizations like Busey who are investing in the community, and they go on to become our neighbors. It's not that it's a selfish thing, but it's good for all of us. And
for
so
sure.
We're deeply grateful for those partnerships. Their time and their treasure and their energy and passion for this mission.
I know that financial literacy is such an important thing, and it depends on the curriculum that's in schools, and I know that. But Sean, I imagine that's a big mission of Busey Bank, whether it's customers or perhaps through Big Shoulders, to teach young people the value of time and money. That's got to be important, Sean, right?
It absolutely is, and it's often a subject that gets skipped over a ton.
Oh, boy,
right?
Doesn't it?
You kind of learn it. It's one of those lessons you sometimes learn the hard way.
Yes.
But certainly the Big Shoulders Fund, what they do for the 20,000 kids in Chicagoland, it goes back to what we talked about with interest rates and the economy, right? I talked about choices, but education is all about options. The better educated people are, the better options that they have in life, knowing what those are, being able to decide between them and understanding the differences, that's core to the Big Shoulders Fund, and that's what Busey looks to drive home with our commitment to communities and great organizations like Big Shoulders.
Right. And, you know, when we say education, nowadays it's kind of been weaponized a little bit by some people. We're talking about some really core basic education things to set you up. This isn't saying everyone's got to go get a master's degree. This is setting up people for trades, for our military. This is a broad-based education that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Here. In fact, one of the financial literacy side, and I should have pointed out, part of the Busey funding helps fund what we call our stock market program.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in every one of our eighth grade. Every student goes through it. And it is not getting an MBA or anything else, but they get the basics of, we call it the stock market program because we want to make it competitive because the kids get more excited about it. But layered in there is about compounding annual growth, about saving, and the math behind that, and that wealth isn't developed by buying a car or other things that lose value, but by buying and saving and how that helps over time, and that interest rates, and it makes it easier when the interest rates are going up. You can point it out a little bit more easily. That hasn't been easy in the recent past, but they're getting basic financial literacy, and I wish that I had that when I was a student, because I probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble when I was in college charging to pay for my room and board. I mean, it just basic stuff, but it is. That's important skills for them to be successful.
What do you guys need help with right now? Do you guys need volunteers? Do they do volunteer programs? How can listeners help the Big Shoulders Fund?
There are lots of ways to get involved. We all say choose your own adventure. Everybody's busy. Everybody's got jobs. They got a lot going on. We have ways for doing service days that are one time, mentoring students overtime, tutoring, coming in and teaching the stock market program, reading to children, any number of ways. You can sponsor a child. There are a thousand ways to get involved. Go to our website, and we'd love to help to find a way.
You kind of alluded to this, Josh, which is why I get to ask this question to Sean, about interest rates, right?
I got to go to the bathroom right now when it comes to interest rates.
Well, no, I guess what I want to say is, boy, for the last 3 years, I haven't even looked at a CD as an option. I haven't even looked at a treasury. I haven't looked at my savings account. These are now things that are starting to trickle back into people's options. Have you started to notice people asking a few more questions about what might be some safer options for them?
Yeah, without a doubt. Banks are always slow to raise interest rates, right? That's a part of a little bit of the business, but without a doubt, CD rates, money market rates are also rising. In times like this, when inflation is high, are those the best options?
Right.
The challenge there is no until inflation starts to come down.
Right.
With that said, it's better than it's been over the past 5 to 6 years. And do we get back to a time like back in the 80s when I remember my grandmother getting on a bus coming downtown Chicago to roll a CD? Maybe not.
Right.
However, there are great options out there. Do your research, understand the options that you have, but there are some great rates out there right now.
Well, and I think it's also about diversifying what you have, right? Like I think that, you know, for so long we've been hearing the acronym TINA, which is what? Only stocks? Or what's the acronym I'm thinking of? Either way, only the stock market. That's all you can do. And I think a lot of people who did that maybe did great for a while. This year, not so much. And now they're looking at other options. I imagine that diversity is something that you talk about within people's portfolios.
Absolutely. You have to understand the risk that you're taking on, and certainly putting all your eggs in one basket truly never ends up being a good thing.
Yeah.
So understanding options, but also taking a very consistent approach to all of it as well. Very important, right? No knee-jerk decisions, no middle of the night, cold sweats because the market drops. Keep at it, stay consistent, and make sure you have a plan. Follow the plan and stick with it.
All right. This is the elevator pitch.
Now I'm sitting next to him and I'm saying, oh my God, I'm doing all the things wrong. I got to go back and make some changes. I'm selling. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, exactly. Sweating bullets at night. Yes.
Oh, and by the way, there is no alternative is the TINA acronym. That's what Andrew reminded me in my ear. All right. Elevator pitch. We're on the 18th floor here at WGN. We're going on down, about to end the show. What do we need to know about Big Shoulders Fund and how we can help?
Great community-based organizations like Big Shoulders Fund. I just think Chicago's famous for this, that people in the business are going to get involved and help to make our city a great place, the great city it is. So get involved and help out.
And there's a 16th annual Big Shoulders Fund ball.
Yes, my God. If you want to come, call in from this show and we'll get you tickets. They'll be on Josh Hale.
There you go. Friday, September 30th at the Wintrust Grand Banking Hall, BigShouldersFund.org. Any last thoughts on Busey Bank?
Absolutely. Building businesses, retaining and investing wealth, investing in our communities all since 1868.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said 100 years, you shorted them by a lot.
Yeah, I did. I know.
100 years is WGN. They got us by, what was it, 1868?
1868, yeah.
We didn't market my math skills. Yeah. We were marketing other things when I came on here. I'm working on that.
Exactly.
We'll be celebrating 155 next January. January 23.
That's a long time. Before the U of I, too.
Yes.
By a year or so. Yeah, there you go. Sean Gallagher, Josh Hale, take care, okay?
Thanks very much for having us on.